Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello, and welcome to At the Organ on this 27th day of September 2015. I'm Jim Logue, your host. Today, we're going to celebrate the birthday of English composer Gustav Holst. Gustav was born on September 21st, 1874 in Cheltenham, England. He began composing music already at the Cheltenham Grammar School. He studied at Oxford and the Royal College of Music. In 1895, he met Ralph Vaughan Williams, also an English composer. The two became fast friends, often sharing their latest compositions with each other. He learned Sanskrit, which enabled him to translate some hymns from that language. He also played the trombone in the Carl Rosa Opera Company and the Scottish Opera. As far as teaching goes, he taught at the James Allen Girls School in Dulwich for 2 years, then was appointed director of music at St. Paul's Girls School in Hammersmith in 1905, and he taught there for the rest of his life. He had a very busy schedule teaching, so his compositions were done in bits and pieces when he had the time. He's most noted for his orchestral work, The Planets, although he never considered that to be his best work. In fact, by the end of his life, I think he pretty much hated that stuff. We're going to start today's program, though, with one of Gustav Holst's choral works. It's Opus 51. It's called A Choral Fantasia for Soprano, Chorus, Organ, Strings, Brass, and Percussion. Holst composed this in 1930 for the Three Choirs Festival in Gloucester. This recording features soprano Patricia Rosario, the City of London Symphony Orchestra with Richard Hickox, conductor, and a joyful company of singers.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
We're continuing our birthday salute to English composer Gustav Holst. In 1916, Gustav composed three festival choruses, Opus 36A. This is the second movement, Turn Back, O Man. It's performed by Jonathan Hope on the 1851 Willis Harrison & Harrison pipe organ at Winchester Cathedral.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me here on At the Organ. Today we're celebrating the birthday of English composer Gustav Holst. And while Gustav Holst ended up disliking his most famous work, The Planets, it has been his most popular work amongst the people. Organist Peter Sykes transcribed the 7 orchestral pieces for organ and does a great job playing them on a 1931 E.M. Skinner pipe organ in the chapel of Girard College in Philadelphia. This selection is Mars, the Bringer of War. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.